Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
What's happening? We just finished on Monday's show. I was watching this clip of Will Smith doing a surprise performance at Coachella over the weekend. And here you go. And the crowd's going crazy. And Will Smith's kid's out there too, who's Jaden Smith, right? And Will Smith's in his 50s, which is
amazing.
Crazy. He's up there rapping. And his son's now an adult too.
Yeah.
I mean, the crowd is going bonkers to see Will Smith come out. And Will Smith still looks cool. He's just in his 50s. He's rapping. We're watching our rappers get old, which is weird.
Oh, everybody's getting old.
No, but it's the first real time that rap became pop music, and that generation's getting old.
Mm-hmm. Like who? Like
Jay-Z.
Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
That they're all getting close to 50, 55 mm-hmm. years old. And you can say, well, they're older rappers, but rap just became pop music in, like, the 90s. So it's the first ever time when the big rappers who were the big are old.
Yeah.
We've seen rock stars get old because rock stars happened in the 50s.
Sure.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. Okay.
So yeah. It's wild. It's the first time that
there's been
super popular rappers mm-hmm. have gotten old. And you're seeing a lot of that. Run DMC, like you're talking about 80s,
oh, yeah.
And those guys are old. And that was really before rap was super mainstream.
Even Snoop.
Everybody's getting older.
Yeah.
But it's just wild because we've never seen popular rappers get old.
Gotcha.
It's the first time ever. Anyway, but Will Smith, like the crowd went nuts. A big part of his appeal, though, too, is the Fresh Prince staying in syndication for a long time.
And he's still a current actor. You know, so that's
he's relevant. He's not like off the radar.
Like if Tom Hanks went out there, they'd probably go crazy too.
I don't think if Tom Hanks went to rap.
Oh no.
My point is, as a rapper, it's still a thing. He wasn't Will Smith back when I started listening. He was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. And I was thinking to myself always, I'd be like, why is the Fresh Prince after DJ Jazzy Jeff? Like, who gives a crap about the DJ? Because it should have been, in my opinion, the Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Mm.
But it wasn't. They put out... I used to buy the tapes back in the day.
Why was it in that order? They didn't care?
I don't think they cared. They were just boys. And then when Will Smith was a real rapper, he was like the hottest rapper. Like not the goofy, fun, clean rapper.
You're talking about Miami?
Yes. He was just the biggest thing in hip-hop for a while. From Getting Jiggy With It to Miami... To even songs that did better than movies, like Wild Wild West, even Just the Two of Us.
Men in Black.
And that's when they had dances to movies, dances to songs in movies.
Right.
And you would do the Men in Black.
Men in Black.
But, and Men in Black wasn't a movie. Wild Wild West was a movie song. Anyway, I saw that video. I didn't get to it on the show today, but thought it was pretty cool. That's all. Anything, Aime? You look like you're about to fall asleep on me, so.
No, I'm still processing. I don't know. I'm just glad.
Bones, you get FOMO when you watch like Coachella stuff?
No, God no.
Like, you don't want to go like, oh, I don't
know. No, I'm going to tell you, here's my thing with FOMO. Is that...
A fear of missing out.
Yeah, yeah. Is that I rarely get it. Because I do so many things that look cool that really aren't. And people go, oh, that's so cool that you do that. And
that's true.
I'm like, it's actually just a lot of work. And there's a super brief cool element of it. But I think if you like looked at a lot of stuff that I post, you go... Oh, that would be really cool to do, but it's just a lot of work.
Mm.
And so because of that, and I see a 15-second Insta story, but I think about the 2 hours drive over there after flying four to get to California.
Yes. And the line
sitting
out.
And you're not sleeping right. I don't drink or do drugs, so that part's gone. So no.
No, he has JOMO.
Joy of missing out.
No, I just like to watch from afar. I have watch from afar, whatever that is.
WOMO?
Yeah, the only time that I ever have like real FOMO is if I see like close friends. And I wasn't able to get to something.
Mm.
Or you weren't invited. Not you in particular, but you have that feeling. Like sometimes I see things going on and I'm like, I wonder why I wasn't invited. Like, oh, well, that looks super fun. Huh? Well,
in my head, I've just gotten it in there that I don't get invited because I'm never available.
Okay.
And I'm just like, well, they probably didn't invite me because they didn't know.
Yeah, I've done that. They probably assumed I couldn't get a babysitter.
You're busy.
Yeah.
I have kids. Now I'm not going to get invited. It's fine.
I saw that. I thought that was cool. You can hear later on we do these couple bits. I think Amy's still a little drunk off.
Don't ruin it.
I'm not.
Okay.
Off tequila, which she was taking during the commercial break.
That's right. Why I was about to bring it up a second ago.
I know. I saw Mike walk over there and go, don't spoil it.
Yeah, I know. So I'm the spoiler.
You definitely are.
Yeah.
That being said, I think we're going to start today's show. I'm not in studio right now, so it's easier for me when I am in studio. Thank you. Have a great day. And here is Monday's show. Hope everybody had a good Easter. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Knock.
Turn it up. Come on,
Bobby. Hey, welcome to the show. Hope you had a good weekend. Da, 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 da. Morning, studio.
Morning.
What's crazy is I got on all this allergy medication, and I think my allergies are getting worse. Is that even possible?
Hmm. Maybe sometimes it has to get worse before it gets better.
You know, I like to think that too, but they never said that.
Sometimes if I try a new face product, that's what they say.
It breaks up. I was feeling pretty good because they said, hey, take this over-the-counter medicine and do a nose spray every day. And I do that, and I actually was feeling 8% better. Not a lot, but a little bit. And then they said, hey, take this other sublingual, which you put under your tongue. So it's basically a pill case. I wake up in the morning, it's like pill, pill, pill. By the time I take my Metamucil, I take all my allergy medications.
And Pepaw.
Yeah. That's what I feel like.
Yeah.
And I'm in the room, and I was recording commercials before the show, and Amy's like, are you all right? And I was like, I got a little cough, but I feel great. And then I'm running it by my allergy consultant, who's Eddie.
So I've had it my whole life.
And I'm like, hey, do you get this nasty cough? He's like, not every day.
Yeah.
So I think I'm getting worse. But it's just, I don't know where you live in the country if you listen to this right now, but it's no joke. I made a joke to Amy, like, we got to move.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, dance? Like, no, we got to move from this city.
I mean, and he's making a joke now, but I'm like, okay, look, if we're going to move, let's...
She's like, let's do it now.
Let's do it now. If you're trying to figure out where you need to live for allergies, like, let's just
I do think sometimes people move because of that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, quality of life is really important.
Well, everyone, thank you for waking up with us. As I often say, you could be anywhere in the world, but you are here, and I appreciate that. Vincent is on in Texas. Before we get to our quote of the day, I'm going to talk to Vincent. Hey, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, Bobby. Good morning, everybody.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I just got off work. I work night shift for the police department, answering 911 calls and dispatching out police, fire, and EMS, and I just got off work, and I wanted to call and just talk to y'all for a minute and tell you thank you, and I listen to your show every morning when I get off at 7:30, and I listen to it all the way to my drive home to Austin from further down south, and I wanted to say that y'all always put me in a good mood, no matter what kind of night I had the night before.
Wow.
And I always go to bed happy, especially after the morning corny.
Appreciate that. Well, you're in luck. Wow. Because one, we have a morning corny coming up later.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. And when he calls in, you know what song I think of?
What? Working on the night shift, baby.
That John Party song.
So good.
Vincent, appreciate that call, man. Appreciate you calling us too before you get off work and saying hello. Amy, ready for your quote of the day?
Ready.
I'm really committing to this for the next couple weeks.
I think you should.
But we gotta have some sort of music, Raymundo. So for like tomorrow or the next day, can you get us like an imaging piece? Mm-hmm. I need something motivational.
Okay.
Like when I hear the music in my ears, I want to really inspire people.
Alright.
I don't know what that means. Just not Rocky. Anything but Rocky. You ready for the quote of the day?
Ready.
If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. What do you
got
think
it.
About that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, listen. Here's the thing. Everybody's always waiting for their shot. You don't wait for a shot. You have to create your shot. Everybody's always like, wait till I get my shot. You know, I don't wait for anything. I often go wrong directions too. But if you're going a wrong direction, at least you're going a direction. So you can sit and you can wait for your big shot, or you can actually go and kind of do it yourself. And Milton Berle said that. He's a comedian. You know about that guy?
I don't.
So it's, you know, if things aren't going your way, try a new approach. I'll break it down. It's usually a you thing more than it is a them thing.
Yeah.
What would you like to say on that?
I get it. I've watched you build lots of doors. It's been awesome.
Opportunity's never knocked at my door.
That's right.
Nobody showed up and like, we're here. Got free opportunity. I show up to other people's doors and I'm like, you see that kid who ding dong ditched on the what's that, the electric, the scooter thing? It's like the new way the kids are doing it.
What are they? Oh, they...
Where you knock on the door and you run away, but now they roll up on those little... It's like a five-year-old rolling up on one of those little scooters.
Hits ring it, the doorbell.
And then, ram, rides out of there.
Oh, no.
I saw that. Pretty funny.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Bringing in the girl group because we're going to talk about anniversaries. Which anniversary do you celebrate? Do you celebrate your first date? When you first met? When you made it official, like, that's the question. Before we get into it, let me introduce the girl group. To my left, in her cool mom hoodie, it's my co-host, Amy. Amy, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing good. I am 38 years old now, just turned 38-ish, and yeah, I have worn this cool mom hoodie like 5 days in a row.
That's true.
It's a very true statement. But yeah, been married 12 years, so I celebrate anniversaries.
Sitting directly in front of me, she runs our social media and our website. She's all digital. Morgan number two, everybody. Hey, Morgan number two.
Hey guys, I'm 25 years old and I'm a new homeowner and I just mowed my first lawn the other day.
Yeah. And you have all your toes?
Yeah, I still have all my toes.
There you go. And over to my right, walking in the studio because she works in the glass room and does a lot of stuff out there. Because she's a utility player, she does all the things. Utility Hillary, everyone! Hi, Hillary.
Hi, I'm 26 and I do not like ranch. I think it's so overrated.
She does not like ranch.
Ranch is amazing. There you go.
All right, here is the email I got. You ready, guys, for the girl group? I'm currently in a debate with my girlfriend about our anniversary. We've been dating for almost a year. She wants to celebrate our first date, which is May 2nd. But I think the date we made it official, June 13th, should be our actual anniversary. Our first date was Matt's El Rancho in Austin. We were there for iHeart Country Festival, which is coming up. But we made it official over FaceTime in June, which I felt was more significant. Which do you celebrate? First date? Official relationship? When you first met? Please help. All right, let's go to the girl group. Amy, what do you think?
First of all, shout out Matt's El Rancho. Love it. Second, I know this is a little hard, but I got to side with the guy. I think even as a girl and as like as I want it to be special, like the first time we went out, you don't know where things are going on that date. But when it was made official, that is when you celebrate the date. So that's why it's important to make it official and have like the are we boyfriend and girlfriend talk. That's the day.
So you say you celebrate the anniversary on when you officially make you guys a package, an item.
Yes, because okay. That's what back in the day when I, like in college when I had boyfriends, like that, we our anniversary, like our 1 month, 2 month, 3 month was based on when we made it official.
And I guess you leave that anniversary when you make it official as husband and wife, right? That'd be that when you stop that anniversary.
Oh, yeah. My husband and I only celebrate now our marriage anniversary.
Which is an official day, too, is my point.
Right. I mean,
it's not the day you propose to get married.
I don't even know that I would know our official dating anniversary.
So you say you made it official. Morgan, number two.
Yeah. I'm going with the first date because typically on the first date, I am knowing if I'm going to pursue something and it potentially could be like the moment where I'm like, this is the guy. Mm. So that could be a really big moment in my life or in our life together.
So how many times, a percentage, we're on a date, are you thinking this could be the guy?
It hasn't happened very often.
Okay.
It's probably happened once
ever?
In my life where I've been like, I could see myself married on the first date. It came later with other relationships, but like first date.
You met a guy on the first date and thought I could see myself marrying him?
Yeah.
On the first date?
Yeah, we had met at like a local like dancing spot. We were like still 18 years old and that was kind of like my first real love. So yeah.
In Wichita?
Yeah, in Wichita.
What's he doing now?
Oh, he's like in Texas somewhere being a nurse, anesthesiologist.
Oh,
doing
wow.
His thing.
What he's doing now.
Wow, wow. I mean, do y'all ever wonder what your exes are doing
I
now?
I know all of them still. I still talk to all of them. Yeah. I'm still friends with all of them. Utility Hillary, what do you think about this? His question is it the day that we went on our first date or the day we made it official?
I'm going with first date. I feel like that's sort of when your relationship first started. That's when you first started hanging out with each other. So I'm definitely going to go with Morgan, too, on this one.
Oh, so I'm old school.
Well, I'm going to say, Amy, I also would say the first date is official.
The first date?
No, the first day it's official.
Oh, the first day it's official.
Like
okay.
A calendar moment. Like, you better remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you have that, like, so say your last relationship, you probably went out on a few dates and then it was like, okay, now we're going to be, I'm not going to see anybody else. You're not going to see anybody else. We're official. Like, I want to know how you have that talk. Like,
my last relationship was my last girlfriend. I mean, it's been almost 2 years.
Okay. Well, pick a relationship. Tell me how you asked her to be your girlfriend.
I don't know, but I just know how I'd do it.
I want to know.
I
want to know.
I would probably go, hey, we've been going out a long time. Like, we don't want to see other people, right? Like, I don't. We should just be together. That's probably how I do it.
Okay. That's good. You're helping people. People are listening right now. Maybe, like, they want to make it official with someone. But they don't know how to, like, you know, make it official.
Yeah, I would be like.
Check yes or no.
I'd be like, hey, we won't. Like, I haven't seen anybody else. You're not seeing anybody else, right? Do we want to make this a thing or no? Because I always do that or nah.
Or nah.
Yeah, no, or nah.
Yeah, or nah.
Yeah. I was going out with this one girl a little bit. I can tell the story now. And I had to kind of cut it off. Mm. And I don't like that. I don't like doing that. But you have to do it.
Rest in peace.
And I did it over text.
You did not.
But I talked to her right after, but I did.
You told me that you cut it off, but you didn't tell me you did it over text.
I know. Well, it was like 1 in the morning.
At 1 in the morning?
I know. I was working on the show, and I was like, you know what? I feel this way. I should just say it. And then I was like, hey, call me when you wake up. I know.
And then she called you?
Yeah, it was good. We've actually talked twice since then. It, we actually we're gonna be great friends.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad.
And I didn't feel like I was being a like a d-bag about it. I wasn't texting so you were like, as to get my way out. I was like, hey, I was just thinking about this. I know you're not awake, but while I'm thinking about this, the distance is not gonna work.
Right. Okay.
And so I was like, you probably feel the same way. If you don't,
what,
like,
did she?
Well, I mean, I kind of, the genie was out of the bottle, right? It's kind of hard to set the genie back in.
Yeah, so she can't be like, well, I mean, but she actually could be like, well, I didn't think the distance was that big of a deal.
It was just tough. I just couldn't do distance.
Okay.
It wasn't working for me in this situation. And I was like, yeah, text. You want to actually know the text?
Yeah.
I could probably look
sure.
at it.
Sure. I mean, if you
by the way,
sure.
they win, Amy. It's. You guys say the first date.
First date.
First
yeah.
date.
And that's cute. I mean, yeah. And then they could always go back to Matt's El Rancho to celebrate, order some Bob Armstrong.
Do you want to hear this or no?
Yeah.
Because I have to send her something. And I was like, hey, forget to send me your address. We got the phone. Because we had talked.
That's a long text.
Who is that? Your text or hers? There.
Me. It's a whole page.
Oh my!
But we just got to, but anyway, I was like, hey, forget to send me. I'm gonna redact sensitive information. So if you hear me skipping over stuff, it'd be like if it's super personal because I don't want to say who it is. I forgot to send me your address so I can send you this. I'm awake now. It does feel like that it's not working. Distance is probably the killer because what's up?
Probably the killer. Yeah. You should just say distance if we were closer, is the killer because then she's like, well, what else is the killer?
You gonna let me pour out my heart or no here?
Pour it out.
I was like, because if we live closer, we could probably just show up and fix whatever in person. Well, let's talk in a little bit. Whenever you wake up, call me. Let me know. I'm going back to bed.
Before that, there must have been an issue because what are you trying to fix?
No, fixing is like there would just be odd. Mm-hmm. Anytime you get in, you just can't fix things. Like if you get into a disagreement or it's like tone on text.
So hard.
That's all you're doing is texting and FaceTiming.
Mm-hmm.
So but anyway, I didn't like having to do that. But the end.
Man.
I know.
I never even knew her, but she seemed cool.
She was cool. She was cool.
And just like that.
And just like that.
Well,
I know. Well, that's an update on me, too.
Onward.
But by the way, to this guy here, you are supposed to celebrate your first date anniversary. The girls have chosen. The girl group has decided that May 2nd is your anniversary. And there they are. There's thank you, girl group. Thank you very much. There they are. Celebrate the first date. Okay. Well, there you have it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer Raymundo from the Glass Room with the news. Raymundo, what you got?
In airline news, 16 American Airlines passengers inbound from Ecuador had to be taken to a hospital in Boston. They had stomach illnesses after they got sick on the plane. Authorities are investigating. Overseas in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday, there were several bombings. 207 people died. Some of them were Americans. And finally, in Kansas, that zookeeper that was attacked by a tiger, she's improving, so that's awesome news. Her prognosis for recovery is very good. Bobby Bone, come
on. Let's go down to Florida. Hey, is it Helena?
Helena.
Hey, Helena, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. What you want to do?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys that I just recently started listening to you guys about a month and a half ago. I do not listen to, like, radio where they're talking all the time, and you guys kept me. You guys cracked me up. I'm driving down the street looking all kinds of silly because I'm laughing at you guys. Absolutely love Lunchbox's stories. And for Amy and Eduardo, for you guys doing the fostering thing and adopting thing, you guys are awesome. You guys warm my heart.
Well, thanks a lot. Where do you live in Florida?
Lakeland.
Oh, Lakeland. You should summer there.
Good time.
Yeah, good times. I've never summered anywhere, but it would be nice. Hey, thank you for listening, and thanks for, like, jumping on. Yeah, we're a bit different, for sure, but we appreciate you calling in, too. Some restaurants are giving discounts to people who bring their own dishes.
Oh, wow.
You seen that?
Huh.
There's a new trend where restaurants are giving people discounts and percentages off if they bring their own dishes. One small salad chain even got an award from the EPA for a program where they give people a huge savings on their food if they bring a reusable bowl. One, it's eco-friendly, and two, they're saving money on not having to buy plates and bowls. I don't know. I'm not trying to... If I go out to eat, I'm not trying to bring home eat stuff.
Right. I know.
And I can't keep my own bowls clean. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes, Amy, after I put a bowl in the dishwasher, I'll put it back up and I'll get it out and there'll still be like something in the bottom of the bowl.
Well, so did you not run the dishwasher?
I guess not. And then I just put it back in the sink and then it just goes back in the dishwasher, goes back in the shelf. And it's a
cycle.
It's like eight times in a row where it's been from, gross bowl to dishwasher back up the shelf.
I thought there'd be some rules, or aren't there some places where like you can't, like, you know, like because of the Food and Safety Administration, they don't know what you're bringing in to fill up the food. Like you can't take your own plate to a buffet because is it going to...
I don't know.
Is it not sanitary?
It just says here that the EPA gave him an award because that's the environment.
Yeah.
And they say it's saving more than 75,000 pounds of plastic a year. I'm just not trying to do that. It's like cooking at a restaurant. And if I'm going to cook it, I'm going to cook at home if I'm going to cook. I don't want to try to go to a restaurant and cook.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Tammy in Kansas. Hey, Tammy.
Hi.
What's happening?
Not much. I was wondering when your Family Feud would be airing.
We don't know yet still. I saw that our episode of the Family Feud... or the period comes back in June, the Celebrity Family Feud that we played, and I don't know when, but I know it won't air until at least June. And I would assume we're not one of the first episodes, because they had some big, like, people way more famous than us. They had Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's team play.
They played the Vanderpumps.
They had 5 Seconds of Summer play the Chainsmokers. We played Andy Roddick and Brooklyn Decker, and so... If they're ranking up by fame, we'll probably be like 2021. But we will air this season at some point. I'm just not sure when.
Oh, good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
I'll record it. Okay, bye.
Bye. I wonder if we won. We can't say. Eddie, you know, right?
If you guys won or not, I know.
I told you. Okay.
Yes.
You should bet on it in Vegas.
Oh, is that an option? It's insider trading, but
you should bet on it.
You're going to go to jail.
Bobby Bones Show.
You watch things on YouTube for tutorials?
I mean, sometimes, if I really need to know something, yes.
So, a lot of doctors got on and watched the top 150 top-ranked YouTube videos about health. And people were going, you should do this, this is how... And that almost 80% of them were wrong. Misleading info, errors, bias. I get on and search it, and if it says it...
Yeah, if I find something online, I'm like, okay, well, that must be true.
Wikipedia, believe it.
All of it.
YouTube, believe it. Like, I'm in. I shouldn't be because 80% of it's wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's
wild.
Kind of scary.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Kelsey Ballerini says she will never think of herself as famous. She says she doesn't think the word famous will ever click with her. Carrie Underwood and Garth Brooks are famous, and her perspective will always be a country music fan.
Fame's a weird thing now because everything's so niched out. Like, there can be a show that you watch that none of your friends watch. For example, like, I like The Punisher on Netflix. Like, I could see someone on The Punisher and be like, oh, wow, they're famous to me. But if Eddie or Amy saw them, you wouldn't know who they were.
Right.
Like, there's such division in what is... Fame's a weird thing now. Mostly, it's just who you're famous to. Some of these kids are on YouTube, these YouTube kids.
Like, don't know them.
You don't know them, but I bet your kids do.
Correct.
And they're famous to them.
Yep.
Yeah, there are just so many ways to get things now. Mm-hmm. That fame's a weird thing. Amy, you're very famous to me, just in case you're wondering. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Morgan number 2, what else?
Kelly Clarkson addressed the rumors that there's a feud between her and Carrie Underwood. She took to Twitter to share Star Magazine's cover and joked, "Why does Carrie get the good pick and I have the worst expression? I officially have a feud with whoever used this pick. At least give me a good picture if you're going to be lying."
I wonder what this is rooted in. Because this has been a story for a long time. And they have to come out always and go, not true, not true, not true. I wonder if they ever got into it and people just keep bringing it up. Because from what I know and people I've talked to, they're not. They like each other. But it's been a story for a while now. And maybe it just gets a lot of clicks, so they just keep bringing it back.
Yeah.
But I have heard it's not true. But what else you got, Morgan number 2?
And then Blake Shelton is headlining the kickoff to Musicians on Call's 20th anniversary celebration. It's happening May 31st at Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame. Tickets go on sale April 26th.
There you go. And that is a cause near and dear to me. I'm on the board. It's a big deal for me. All right. I didn't even tell you to do that story, did I?
No. Nope.
It's all old Blake Shelton there. All right. There you go, Morgan number 2. Thank you.
Yep. I'm Morgan number 2. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Guys in Illinois is driving and gets pulled over for having expired plates. He was also driving with a suspended driver's license. He told the officer he was on his way to a job interview. He had no other way to get there. So the cop had to think, what do I do here? Do I give him a ticket for these things? He said, no. He said, get in the car. So he took him, he drove him up there, drove him to the interview himself. He dropped off the car in a safe place and then drove him to the interview.
Like with lights and stuff?
Well, here's the thing. You got to wonder if you're the job and this guy pulls up in a cop car.
Right.
Why?
Like, I like the story because he didn't give him a ticket. Could easily give him a ticket, derailed him, made him late to work, all the things. Didn't. But you got to wonder if he comes cruising up in a cop car, like, why exactly that's happening? But it's pretty cool. Like, it'd be cool if he came with the lights on. Huh?
Coming in, trying to get a new job.
Anyway, shout out to this police officer, because they dropped the car off in a safe place. The guy should have had a license. He didn't. You can't let the guy keep driving.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't be doing your job as an officer if a guy with no license and no plates is still on the road. But it took him to work. It didn't say if he got the job or not.
Oh, I bet he did.
Yeah, I hope he did.
He probably totally did.
I was talking with a couple cops when Eddie was singing the national anthem a couple nights ago. I was outside the front and they were hanging out. And I was like, hey, can I play with your baton?
Oh, I thought you said gun.
I got to gun. I tried baton first. Yeah. And I thought they were open to it. So let me play with the baton. But I was like, nah, I don't really want to. Can I see your gun? And they said no.
Yeah.
No chance.
No chance. I do think you let me put the baton, though. I'll be honest with you. Anyway, shout out to our police officers out there protecting us. We appreciate you.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from South Dakota. Someone was driving a 2009 Chevy Malibu, 2 in the morning, crashes, knocks over a light pole, 2 stop signs, drives away. Only problem left behind the bumper and the license plate.
Oh, you gotta get that license plate. That's funny. Woo. I bet they got back and were like, oh, crap.
They knew it right away.
But then you can't go back. But once in second grade, because in second grade, like now I have no courage with the ladies, but I remember second grade I wrote a secret admirer note to this girl named Christy.
Yeah.
And I really spent a lot of time. Wanted to write the perfect words because I didn't know how to tell a girl I liked her. Much hasn't changed. But I wrote it, I folded it up into a paper football, and I put it in her desk and wrote her name on it. And I watched her get it out of her desk, and she opened it, and she read it. She was confused by who it was from. Then she turned it around, and my name was on it was a worksheet on the other side with my name on it. Yeah.
Didn't think that one
secret.
Through.
You're so
much
secret.
Like this license plate. Didn't think that through all the way, and I was identified. All right, there you have it.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Time now for Amy versus Lunchbox. Amy, you get 3 dude questions. Lunchbox gets 3 lady questions. We'll see who does the best. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Amy, which luxury car company uses a prancing horse as its trademark? Which luxury car company uses a prancing horse? Little dance a horsey as its trademark.
I mean, ugh. Golly. Ferrari?
Show me Ferrari. Correct.
Ah!
Wow.
Thank you. Almost went Porsche. Porsche has a, I don't even know, a
not
shield.
A horse.
I think I went with a shield in my head. Okay.
Question number 2. What is the highest hand that you can get in poker? Of all the hands, what's the highest hand you can get in poker? Talk it out.
I mean, the first thing that comes to my head is a full house, but I've never played poker because I also have in my head a royal flush. Sounds fancy. Full house. We'll take that. Those are the only 2 things.
She's walking through scenarios right now.
I have full house and royal flush.
Okay.
But I don't even know what either one means. So I'm going to go with full house.
Show me full house. No, it's incorrect. Lunchbox, coming over to you, you can steal. What's the highest hand you can get in poker?
It's a royal flush.
Oh, I'm so dumb.
It is a royal flush. That's right.
I mean, that was a 50-50 toss-up and I went the wrong way, but that's typical. Welcome to my life. Ugh.
Amy, what's the name of the new Avengers movie that comes out on Friday?
I don't know.
Avengers blank. It's the biggest movie of the last
Yeah, I know, and
years.
I just call it the Avengers, the next one.
Oh.
Is it called that?
Avengers, the next one, yes. Avengers blank.
Avengers take on the world.
Avengers take on the world.
Yeah.
Wow. Show me take on the world. No. Lunchbox?
I believe it's Endgame.
Show me Endgame.
Oh, wow. So
got it.
Smart, you.
Lunchbox has a 2-1 lead over to Lunchbox. You get 3 female questions. Lunchbox, which sign of the zodiac is represented by a crab? Now think about this. Which sign of the zodiac is represented by a crab?
Crab. Aquarius.
Aquarius. I don't know much about it, but I believe Aquarius is a fish because I remember aquarium. Mm. Is aquarium like a fish? Do we know?
I mean, I have no idea.
Amy, you can steal this. Which is represented by the crab?
Pisces, Aries. Capricorn.
Oh, a Capricorn.
Is that probably represented by a Capricorn?
Like a unicorn? I would think a unicorn.
I don't know this stuff. What is it?
It's actually a Cancer. If you're a Cancer. Anybody a Cancer here?
Nah.
No.
No, I'm an Aries.
I'm Pisces.
And is that what is that?
I don't know.
What are you?
I'm a Leo. My son is a Cancer, though.
Is a Leo a lion?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
How did I know that?
What's Aquarius?
Why did I know that and
that
I don't
fish?
Know?
Yeah. It is?
What's okay. Pisces?
A crab.
Because this is important.
No, a crab's Cancer. Okay, anyway. No point there. Let's do one more question.
I lost. Dang it. Maybe.
What's the score?
I got one.
2-1 lunchbox.
Yeah.
Lunchbox ready.
Yeah.
What's an emery board?
An emery board?
What's an emery board?
It's something for emery board. That's what you use for arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts. Incorrect. Amy, to steal and tie it up. Go ahead.
A nail file.
A nail file is correct.
Yes!
Uh-oh. Wow, we're tied.
We're tied. Oh.
Let's try this. Amy, one guy question. Ready?
What? I've only had two
it's
questions.
Him.
Oh, it is? Oh. Oh, wait, what's the score? 2-2?
Yeah, but I just stole one of his, so that made the tie. He's
stopping to talk about Aquarius mixing me up here. All right, here we go. Lunchbox for the win. What shape is a princess cut diamond? Do you know anything about diamonds?
No.
What shape is a princess cut diamond?
Really nice cut, I know that.
What shape?
Oh, that's a oval.
An oval. Amy, I guess you can win this, huh? It's incorrect.
Maybe if I know for sure what a princess is.
Princess cut diamond.
I don't know much about diamonds.
What shape
God,
is it?
I'm the worst girl ever.
What shape is it?
Golly, it's either circle or square. But I mean, I just say circle or square. Well, that's pretty circle. Round. Round cut is circle. Princess is square. Please tell me I'm right. Is it circle? Is it circle?
Well, your answer is.
What do I have?
Your answer is square?
Yes.
The answer is square.
Yes. I talked myself through it. Yes.
There she is.
I have round cut. There
she goes. You don't even know your own ring?
Mine's circle. But it's round.
It's blinding me. Holy cow.
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm actually wearing it today.
You don't wear it every day.
I don't wear it. Yeah. I normally just wear my band and not my.
Why today?
The diamond. I just have like.
Feeling cute? IDK?
Yeah. IDK. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, IDK.
Sometimes I'll text people LMK all the time. I'm like, hey.
What is that?
Let me know.
Oh.
Is it? Oh, see, I know. I would have to reply. I probably wouldn't reply back. Like, what do you mean? Because I wouldn't want to be dumb, but I'd have to Google.
Ugh. But I'd be like, hey, let me know when the album art's going to go up. I'd be like, the album art going up, LMK. Is that something that just 12-year-olds do? Morgan, number 2, am I too old for that?
No, you're not 12. I do that.
No, he said, am I too old
am
for
I too
that?
Old for
no,
that?
No.
Okay, thank you. Good. It's always the right answer. No, Bob, you're not too old for that. All right, Amy, congratulations on your win.
Wow.
2-0 lead. There she is.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
What's the worst quality you think a coworker can have?
The worst quality? I mean, if they stink, that's tough. That's a physical one.
Oh, wow. That didn't even make the top five. Well, that's up there.
But showing up late.
Okay.
Like, if you show up late here, you don't work here anymore. Like, everybody knows that here at this point. If you show up late, you just go home. What do you have over
there?
That's
in at number 2, and that falls under poor work ethic. Because, you know, if you show up late on a regular basis, that kind of shows.
If you show up late once here, you go home. Right, everybody?
It's true.
We all
true.
Know that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, so, the other ones, before I get to the number 1 thing, entitled or arrogant.
That's 5.
Taking credit for other people's work.
4.
Being disorganized. And then the thing that just really people cannot stand is having someone that they work with that has a really negative personality. It just brings everybody down. It's like, wah, wah, wah.
Eddie's pointing at Lunchbox. Eddie's clearing his throat over there. I thought someone was just like having allergies like I am.
No.
All right. Amy, what else you have over there?
So, just people that are maybe driving to work right now, take a look at yourself and don't be one of these people. If you are, fix it.
Well,
we can change.
You probably don't know just looking at yourself.
Well, you know if you're rolling in late.
That's true.
Check
especially around here because you go back home.
That's right.
All right, what else?
Okay, so did you... Oh, my gosh. There's this crazy group that for, like, really attention-hungry people, and they're faking vacations on Instagram.
I saw this.
And really, the site is Fake a Vacation. That's where you go. And packages start at $19, and they're processed within 3 business days. And you've got options like sandy beaches in Maui, the rushing waters of Niagara Falls, and even a Grand Canyon sunset. And they'll Photoshop you in. It looks like you're really there. And boom, you post it to your Instagram, and people think you're on vacay.
Kind of funny, huh?
Well, yeah, but...
That's so important to some people.
It looks so real, too, which is the scary part.
It does. Well, if I pay $19... You better make it look real.
Yeah. And the people that founded it said, yeah, we decided to make this a legit business because there was a demand for it. We saw it.
There absolutely is. Those private jet companies that will rent out the inside of their private jet, not to fly, but to take pictures.
It's crazy. Yeah.
That's so funny to me. I'm curious, Amy, what your last picture is on Instagram. Let me go around here. Amy's last picture on Instagram was her and John Michael Montgomery.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I like that. You look good in that picture.
Oh, thanks.
Let's go see what Lunchbox's last picture on Instagram was. By the way, all of our Instagrams are up at bobbybones.com. Lunchbox's last picture was Lunchbox with John Michael Montgomery. I see a theme here. My last picture was me and our CEO. We had dinner over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know he was...
NBD.
I know. I didn't even know he was coming to town. I get a text. He's like, hey, you want to have dinner? And I was like, well, I'm not coming to New York for a couple weeks. And he's like, no, I'm in town. And I was like, okay, cool. So I went over, chopped it up, as they would say.
Yeah.
In a couple hours. Yeah. He started MTV back in the day. Like, literally, if you watch the CNN specials of I Love the 80s or about MTV, it's always him talking because he started MTV. So it was good. It was good. And I'm like, Amy, I'm so much cooler now with the heads. I used to be so nervous and just like,
ugh. Oh, you mean you're like more cool, calm, collected?
Yeah. I am now.
Like you just roll in. You're like,
I didn't just roll in, but I wasn't like, oh, what do I do? I was able just to kind of hang and not worry about being the guy that has to impress. Maybe because I'm right in the middle of a contract.
Oh,
and I'm
okay.
Just here. Like,
it's true. Well, you are a VP too.
Oh, that's true. I forget that.
Don't forget
I'm a vice
that.
President in the company.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. All of our Instagrams are up. Just go to bobbybones.com. What else, Amy?
Well, so the FDA shared the truth about popular food rules. So I'm just going to run through a couple of them in case y'all don't know. But do you think you really have to stop drinking milk by the sell-by date?
I would say no. I would say that if that's the last date, they would actually move it earlier. I think that's probably a guess and a safe buy.
Because it is sell by and it's a whole gallon.
I would imagine you physically have to look at it. It either smells or looks bad. That's when you stop drinking it.
Listen, they say you should be able to drink it. It is a matter of taste. Unless you have a poor immune system, they recommend don't risk it.
Same thing about smelling it or tasting it.
Yeah, it's a matter of taste. They said,
oh,
yeah.
Like literal taste. I thought you meant like your own taste, like if you like it or not.
Yeah, like literally, like okay. Just taste it, see if you can handle it. This one, I do this all the time. I'll make a glass of water and set it by my bed or put it in my bathroom so that it's ready to go the night before. And I guess it's a concern for people that you shouldn't drink water when it's been sitting out all night long.
Oh, well, again, I would just say it's a taste thing, right?
Like the FDA said it may taste funny, but it's perfectly fine to drink.
This is when it's not, though, is if you leave a plastic bottle in your car and it gets super hot, don't drink that because you've melted some of that plastic, some of those toxins into the water.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, when old chocolate turns white, I always thought that meant it went bad, but they say not at all. It's just
white chocolate.
No, it's just the cocoa butter fat separating a little bit, and that's it, and you can still totally eat it.
So you can eat chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Right. And then butter should be stored in the fridge or the countertop. What do y'all do?
Fridge.
Okay, good.
The tub.
But
the butter tub.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not the bathtub. Yes, that would be disgusting.
No, my parents used to have a butter tray that they would keep out with a stick of butter, and it lived on the countertop. And I always thought that was weird, but don't do that. Put it in the fridge. It could go rancid.
Yeah, I keep it in the fridge. And then I just peel the top off the bucket. And then mine kind of has like breadcrumbs on the top of it too.
Because you stick the knife right in.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of butter, but when I do, it's usually on toast or some sort of bread. And sometimes I'm such a slob, I'll just take the bread and stick it in the butter. I live alone. I'm a single dude.
I need to bring y'all some of my famous waffles. Because I'm a waffle maker now.
I've never heard of them, so how famous are they?
Famous Amos waffles.
Famous Amy is actually a person.
I know.
You can't claim a person. No. She's like,
those are cookies.
Guys, I was trying
Colonel
to think
Sanders
of what,
chicken.
But you're I was not trying to think of what could we call my waffles, like Famous Amy's waffles. But they're really, like, I'm getting so good at it. You know, I got a waffle maker, like, for my birthday, like, over a month ago. Yeah. And I've really been...
Call them, like, Famy Amy waffles.
There you go. Famy Amy. Yes, they need a name because they're good. Mm-hmm. My kid asks for them all the time. Well, Stevenson. Stashira should care less, but... Stevenson's like every day, Mom, can I have one of your fluffy waffles?
Can I have her start calling them Famy Amy waffles?
Okay.
Do you let your kids call you Amy?
No, they
okay,
did.
Then they you can't. Know, they can't do that then.
They can say Famy, oh, Mamie, Mommy.
I would never say my mom's name.
Oh my gosh.
That's bad.
So
that's bad.
When my kids first got here, they call us Mom and Dad. Well, they did in Haiti. And then when they got here, they were trying to rebel against us and they would call us by our first names.
That's how they rebel.
It made me cry.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, yeah, because they were like, they didn't want to connect. So they're like, okay, Amy. Okay, Ben. And I was like, wait, like 3 weeks ago, y'all were saying Mom and Dad. And then they're like, can we go back to Haiti? Amy?
Now they're like, hey, Amy Brown. What?
Yeah, no, now they're back to Mom and Dad, thank goodness. But yeah, okay, I'm going to bring y'all some waffles. That's my pile done.
All right, there you have it. Hey, by the way, big announcement. Friday, 90s Country Month, Jody Messina comes by to play for us. Heads Carolina, tails California. That'll be Friday morning. Greener.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This guy from Canada was vacationing in Florida and decided to go on a run. But on the run, he went into a heart attack. He collapsed. Oh. A woman that saw it go down, like, started calling 911 and started yelling out, can y'all help this man? He's falling down. He needs help. So one guy was nearby and was like, okay, I know CPR. So he goes over, mouth to mouth, CPR. A defibrillator arrived on site. He used that. And then the guy was taken to the hospital, got a couple stents. Like
in his heart?
In his heart.
Wow.
So, but the CPR guy, ultimately, the first one that administered CPR was the guy that saved his life. Well, how crazy is this? He wasn't from Florida either. He's from the same hometown as the guy in Canada. After he just realized.
Wow.
I mean, not only it's cool that he saved his life, but then also really random and cool that he's from the same place in Canada that he was from. So
that's cool.
Maybe they can hang out later.
Not to overshadow that story with one of my own.
Oh, okay.
But once I was at a Walmart in Corpus Christi and I saw my geography teacher.
Oh, once, I have one?
There you go. Okay,
thank you. Go ahead.
Well, once I was at the Gap in Boston trying on clothes and I hear a familiar voice and it's my best friend from high school, Andrea, also at the Gap trying on clothes in Boston. I was like, what are you doing here at the Gap?
That's what I was like with my geography teacher in Corpus Christi. I was like, we live in Arkansas. Why are you at Walmart right now at the same time as me?
Right?
Anyone else have any other of those stories?
Yeah, I was at the Grand Canyon and we got off the little shuttle. And we got off, and my cousins that live in Chicago were getting on the shuttle.
What?
We didn't know that. We didn't know they were at the Grand Canyon. We just ran into each other.
Wow.
Dang.
Also crazy.
All right.
You've been
Eddie?
To the Grand Canyon.
Fine. I hopped on an airplane, and I was walking to my seat in the aisle, and my grandma was sitting there reading the instructions on the airplane. I'm like, what are you doing on the flight,
no way.
Grandma?
Are you lying?
No way.
I promise. She's like, I'm going to the valley.
Are you serious?
I swear.
There you have it, folks. Tell me something good.
Yeah, I mean, so it could happen.
It could happen.
Yeah. Tell me something good.
There you go. Thank you.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, morning corny time with Amy.
The morning corny.
What do you call a dog with surround sound?
What do you call a dog with surround sound?
A subwoofer.
Subwoofer. Got it. There it is. There it is. Thank you. There she is.
That was the morning corny.
Do you know the word for an individual piece of spaghetti? That's the question. What do you think that is?
Is it spaghetti?
It is not spaghetti, although that's funny. Not spaghetti. It is actually called a spaghetto.
Oh.
Do you know the word for a single piece of confetti?
Confetti?
Confetto.
Oh, okay, I should catch on to the theme here. Yeah. I'm slow.
So close.
And what about a single piece of graffiti?
Okay, hold on. Let me go with your theme. Graffito.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Oh. There she is. She nailed it. Hey, speaking of confetti, Eddie was talking about, Eddie is our video producer. This is something he mentioned to me off the air. And you're Mexican.
Yes.
And I guess, why do you say white people like confetti eggs, too? Is that not a white people thing?
No. It's growing up, it's a Hispanic tradition. It's a confetti eggs, like we called them cascarones, and we would fill them up with confetti. It was eggshells, and we'd break them on each other's heads. And by the end of the day, the whole backyard was filled with confetti. But when we moved to Tennessee, I couldn't find these anywhere. Like, nobody sold these. Guys, I saw them at the grocery store the other day. I'm like, they are here. White people are on it now.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he said to me. He goes, hey, I guess your people's now in with the confetti eggs.
Yeah.
It's
and I was
spreading.
Like, what do you mean, my people?
Dude, it's
white
fun.
People. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Let's go around the room. Easter was yesterday. What did everybody do, Amy?
We went to church, and they had an Easter egg hunt there. So kids got to hunt eggs. They actually went to an Easter hunt on Saturday, too. So they got to hunt eggs twice, and I didn't have to hide any or make my house a mess. It was amazing.
So with the Easter eggs, is it all hard-boiled eggs? Is it plastic eggs candy in them?
Plastic eggs with, candy, treats, Jesus loves you, stuff like that.
Do they get Easter?
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, because they knew at the orphanage, they know Good Friday is celebrating the day Jesus died and Sunday is the day that he rose. Like, they get that whole thing. We went over that last year and Stevenson's sort of still like, but Stashira, she knows the whole story because they were told that there was a church at the orphanage. So they were very always at church.
Lunchbox, Easter?
Oh, we just hung around the house, watched some TV, played a little bit with the kid, walked the dog around the neighborhood. I mean...
Did you do an Easter basket for the new baby?
No. My mother-in-law was like, you guys got him an Easter basket, right? And I said, no. Why would I waste money on an Easter basket that he doesn't even know what it is? He can't eat what's inside of it. So what am I going to do? Buy it, set it next to him, take a picture, and throw it in the trash? Waste of money. So next year, he may get his first Easter basket, but then maybe he'll still be too small for an Easter basket.
How old is your son?
He's 9 months old. So Easter, he doesn't know what's going on. He can't eat the candy. He can't eat the peeps. So we just hung out.
Interesting. Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking about the Easter baskets, and I felt like sort of lame. My mom was always practical with our Easter egg baskets and our stockings at Christmas time, like putting toothpaste and toothbrush and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
But with candy.
Yeah.
But like things you need. And so I think I get that from her and I carry it along. So, I mean, my kids' baskets were kind of like, here's some socks.
Here you go. Here's a guide to how to work the stock market.
Like, it's just practical things that textbooks. I know they need, but it fills it up, you know?
That's funny.
What about you?
Well, I'm in California, so for me it was, I was at work all day. You know, I had a little hotel breakfast, Easter breakfast, but I'm here. We had, Idol last night, and I had a couple other promo shoots for a couple other projects that I'm involved in. But yeah, I was just, I called it an LA Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I checked the little menu on the hotel, and they brought me breakfast, and then I had Easter, and then I went to work.
Aww. Hmm.
It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
One day I'll have a family Easter.
And you'll get a basket.
One day.
Bobby Bones, come on.
Here we go. We're going to do what they call the Shell On Challenge, where you're supposed to eat it and the shell. We have a couple items here.
Yep.
We have, first of all, a full banana with a peel, right? So if you lose, you have to eat the whole thing.
The whole banana bite?
No, that's the social media craze,
Amy. It's one bite.
It's not one bite.
It's not the whole thing. That would make you sick,
like
maybe.
Like the stem? I don't even know if you can get rid of that.
I don't know that my stomach could digest it.
Well, that's part of the bit.
Hey, you shouldn't have brought this game to the table.
The new social media trend.
It's a bite.
It's called the Shell On Challenge. People are daring each other to eat things in the packaging or the peels.
Yeah, I mean, it's nature. We can
it's
eat
nature.
That stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I've heard the peel is good for you, but like if you blend it.
Everybody's name is on the wheel here, right? This isn't spin, but I'm going to spin it. Whoever it lands on has to eat half of the banana with the peel.
Okay, that's better.
Okay, half of the banana with
Woo!
The peel.
Yeah. Why didn't you bring
what do you want? You want the full banana? Raymond, no?
I mean, I think the half's kind of weak. I thought we were eating a whole thing.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
My gosh.
Full banana!
No! No!
We want the full banana.
No.
Yeah!
All right, we're doing full banana.
Man.
You don't have to eat the stem.
Okay, good.
What?
Has it been washed?
Yes.
I was really looking forward to something like a kiwi, maybe?
No.
I mean...
kiwis. Full banana. Okay, so I'm going to spin the wheel. Whoever it lands on has to eat the banana with the peel on. This is called the Shell On Challenge. Are we ready to spin that wheel?
Because oh my gosh.
On the wheel are people like Producer Eddie. Morgan number two.
Okay.
Raymundo, Lunchbox, myself, and Amy. We'll give it a spin. And whoever
I mean, there's a lot of options on there. I mean, there's six names. Is there someone you're cheering for?
I mean, Amy would be funny.
Yeah,
why?
Amy.
That's rude. I'm not cheering for anybody.
All right, are you ready? Let's spin that wheel! All right, that around it goes.
God. Oh my God.
Whoever's name it lands on,
come
have
on.
To eat
come
it.
On. No!
Here we go.
Keep going.
And it is.
Yeah!
Loves bananas.
I do. I eat one every day.
Meals. Yeah, you do. Put that banana in your mouth.
There you go. Put the banana in your mouth.
Eddie.
No stem, right?
No stem, but the whole banana with the peel.
That stem is not coming out of my body if I eat it.
All right, here we go.
How long is this supposed to take, people?
Well, let's just start and watch
it. Why me?
Because it landed on your name. That's
so
why.
Anyone out here?
You were cheering for whole banana. You cheered for whole banana.
No, I did not.
Here we go.
Ready?
You wanted the whole banana, you get it.
Tell me why.
All right, and action.
Get it in there.
There he goes.
That peel is the most disgusting thing.
Not bad.
Bite number one.
Oh my God, it's dry.
Bite
wow,
number one.
Wow, Eddie. No. If you eat the peel that has 12% of your daily fiber, vitamin C, and vitamin B6.
And bite number two. Oh, wow.
Oh, you spit all over me. You fool, you spit on me, you nasty fool.
Hey, there's like a...
I am spitting back
ew,
on you.
Is it like...
It's chalky.
Yeah.
Eddie is that two bites in.
It's not very good.
There he goes, another bite.
I can't believe you're eating it so strongly.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, you definitely have to. It's called the Shell On Challenge, and some people are eating like full things
candy
with like cardboard
wrappers.
Packages.
Yeah.
Why am I always stuck eating the crap?
That's pretty healthy.
Yeah, that's actually not crap.
We're going to put this up on our Instagram, at Bobby Bone Show.
I can't chew it all, so at this point, I'm just swallowing it.
You keep eating. I'm going to play a song.
Okay.
We'll come back and check in with you.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
You got a good grip on that banana, too.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Eddie lost the wheel and has had to eat the whole banana with a peel on it. We spun the wheel. What are you complaining about?
The bottom part? Yeah. I took the long stem off, but then the other end, I got to get rid of that. I can't eat the butt.
You got to eat that.
I can't eat the butt.
Eat it.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's the butt of the banana.
Still eating the banana with the peel on. What do you think so far?
That's disgusting.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could have at least given him some peanut butter.
No. That's part of the challenge.
Like the banana part, it sneaks in and it tastes pretty good, but the peel is gross.
Well, Eddie's eating this.
Man, I'm glad that you won, though. That was a good game. That was fun.
Do we want to pull the wheel back up here?
What?
Yes.
Yeah. For what?
Take my name off, though.
No.
There's no way I can do this again.
For what?
Eddie, that's a loser mentality. There's always a way.
Man, right. That is crazy.
All right, one more bite and I'm done.
Eat the rest of it. There you go.
I thought we were done with this.
You're good. There he is. Eddie ate the whole banana with the peel.
I thought this game was over.
Well.
It is.
What we can... No, it isn't. Just when you think it's over, it's back again.
Oh, no.
What we have now is a full orange with peel.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my
that's
gosh.
Not, that's why is it the biggest orange?
Yeah, why is that the biggest orange in the history? That's
it's like a mutated orange.
That's
like,
a giant orange.
Why can't it be like a cutie?
Let us, that's funny, a cutie. That's funny.
Yeah.
It's not.
That's the biggest orange, like, this GMO.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Genetically modified.
Yeah, we shot it with a needle, gave it some steroids last night.
That is huge.
So I have an orange coming up, and we can spin the wheel again. If you guys want to play another round of this, again, well, this is a democracy. We'll vote.
Okay.
Let me see if you can you die from orange peels?
Amy's, no, they eat them in nature.
Amy's Googling, can you
Google
die?
Google the banana one first because I already ate it.
I told you the benefits of eating the peel.
Go ahead.
People do that.
What does the orange peel say? I mean, this is an internet challenge. It can't be unsafe.
Well, here's some. No, it says here, this is answering how many oranges can you eat before the vitamin C will kill you.
Oh.
Whoa.
It happens.
A million? Did you Google, can you eat the orange peel?
I was emailing about death.
You emailed someone about death and we're going to wait here?
Googled it. Okay. Although orange peels are edible, they're not nearly as sweet or as juicy.
Yeah.
If you do eat the peel, you'll get a good amount of nutrients.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
It's like got, it's
this is basically a health segment.
Flavonoids.
Okay. We're going to come back next and we're going to do the orange.
Is it organic?
I thought we're going to vote.
Oh, yeah, let's vote. Who votes that we eat the orange? I. I. All right, we got enough.
Oh. No, that was just you.
Yeah. What?
That was just you.
That's what's funny about this show sometimes. You don't want to do it, Amy. You have a 1 in 6 chance. You didn't even have to eat the banana.
I know. Eddie, I didn't enjoy watching you do that.
Yes,
I'll have
did.
You know.
She was
I
laughing
didn't.
So hard.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah. Do you want to do the orange, Amy?
Uh-uh.
Okay, well, we'll do the orange.
I say we do the orange.
Yeah, we'll do the orange. Raymundo, we got a bone in there?
Let's do it.
Yeah, we got it. Now I'm pulling bones in. Mike D.
Yeah.
We got 4 bones, orange.
That's all you need.
That's all we need.
The Bobby Bone Show.
We're doing the Shell on Challenge. This is our second segment. And Eddie lost the wheel. We spin this wheel. Whoever it lands on has to eat whatever it is. And Eddie ate a banana with a peel. And how would you say?
It was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
So would you say he won because he got a lot of nutrients?
I'd say in the end you won, Eddie.
You guys say it's good for you at the end, so thank you, I guess.
You're welcome. Yeah. I have an orange here.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a very big orange.
Big. Big orange.
We can do half the orange.
Or no, you got to go full.
That is bigger than the banana.
That is way bigger than the banana. Question.
It's you big, probably man. Should cut the orange, though, and then eat into it.
Okay. If you want to do, let's vote. You want to do the half the orange or whole orange?
Oh, I know what's going to happen now. If we do half, 2 people are going to eat that sucker.
That's right. No. That's right. Good thinking, Lynn.
On your side.
You got it.
I saw his wicked smile like he.
Okay. Let's just say whoever loses, one person has to eat the whole orange with a peel on it.
Perfect.
Half or whole? Vote now.
Whole.
Eddie says whole.
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 Amy says whole.
But I mean, you can still cut it up.
Okay. That's 2 votes. Lunchbox?
Oh, definitely whole.
Raymundo?
It sounds like whole.
Okay, whole it is. I'm going to spin the
question.
Wheel.
Question. Yeah. If we volunteer, can we only eat half? If we say, you know what? Don't even spin that wheel. I nominate myself. What is that?
Volunteer's tribute.
Yeah, that volunteer tribute thing. Do we only get to eat half?
No, I think you have to spin and you land on what it lands on.
Because I wasn't going to volunteer. I was just going to throw it out there for someone else.
All right, are you guys ready? I'm going to spin the wheel.
Oh, my gosh.
Whomever's name it lands on has to eat the whole orange with the peel.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's spin that wheel!
And there it goes the wheel. Round and round it goes.
Come on!
Lunchbox has run over to the wheel.
Oh, I'm stressed out.
Calcium, copper, magnesium, vitamin A, vitamin B, fiber.
Oh, Amy! Yes, Amy!
It was on me till the last minute. It went right over to you.
Give her the orange!
Give her the orange!
Give her the orange!
It needs to be washed again.
No, you eat it.
Can I have a knife?
Oh my gosh.
Do you want us to play a song and come back?
Yeah, I mean,
as you prepare it?
Dude, this is the biggest orange known to man. It's going to take a minute.
Your first bite should have to be through the orange.
I agree.
Right?
Yes.
I can't.
Like an apple.
You have teeth?
I can't. It's a loser mentality.
My teeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would step away from the equipment and just take a big bite out of it. Ready? You got it on camera, Eddie?
I got it.
I don't know if my teeth.
What's wrong with your teeth? Oh, don't break your teeth there, princess.
Are you going to bite?
It's an orange.
It's not concrete.
Okay. Oh, she took a bite.
Oh,
don't spit it out.
Yeah, you gotta eat it.
Don't spit it out.
You gotta eat it.
She didn't even eat the middle part. She only ate the...
She only ate peel.
She only ate the peel. Of course that's gonna be gross.
Yeah, but that's a lot of orange.
Hey, you know what's funny? She voted for whole.
She did.
She voted for whole.
How's that peel taste?
It's bigger than the banana,
if
you think of it. Uh-huh. You stretch this out.
Go ahead. How's the peel taste? take a full bite there.
I tried
to eat the pill and I won't.
It's like I can't get to that part.
There she goes, back into it. She's going straight peel. It's so disgusting. She's basically peeling the orange with her teeth and eating it.
This is so gross.
You keep eating. I'm gonna play.
This is gonna take me hours.
Yeah, hours.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last year, Jason was all excited to complete his second half marathon in Indianapolis. He shows up for the race, race day, gets going. Midway through the race, cardiac arrest. Goes down. 2 paramedics and a woman that are running the race. They're all running the race. Just start, boom, boom, CPR. Revive him. He's made a full recovery, and this year he's going back. And he's going to run the marathon, the half marathon, with the people that saved his life.
Ooh. This is 2 running heart attack stories in the same day.
So what does it tell you?
Don't run.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
I thought running was good for your heart.
Well, I believe the guy that invented the marathon died of a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
Well.
When he was running.
You know, I was with a friend.
That's ironic.
And this friend works in the medical field. He goes, you know, the human body is really not supposed to live past 35.
Live? Oh, I thought you said lift.
Live.
And I was like, oh, man.
Wait, that's crazy.
Because that's when everything starts to break down in your body. Because after 35, that's when people get sick. It's when injuries happen. They don't heal. It's like the original man wasn't supposed to live past 35.
Wow.
But through science and education and nutrition, we've learned more and more and how to live to 50, 60, 70, 80, you know, even more than that. So, but we had two running stories today. And listen, God bless both these people that stepped in to save both of them. Because Amy had a story. Lunchbox had a story. Good for you guys.
I mean, but just how lucky is he that a cardiac nurse and two paramedics are running near him and they save him?
You know, some listeners literally are listening to this right now while they're running.
Yep.
And they just stopped.
Right?
Yeah. I get on that bike. By the way, I still haven't been acknowledged on my bike yet. I get on this bike and I do this online class, and they always shout out people. They're like, let's shout out to Jiminy Christmas.
The instructor.
Yeah, they're like on this Peloton thing, and she's riding, and she's like, no, let's shout out to, you know, Frank Wilcher. And I'm like, I'm killing myself to get acknowledged once. They don't ever. Anyway, Lunchbox is a good story. I like that he's going back. I wouldn't. I would be like, that's a sign. But I like that he's going back. That's what it's all about. That's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
About a half hour ago, Amy lost a challenge, and she has to eat a whole orange with the peel. And I just told her off the air, I said, hey, you can stop and finish it up after the show. There's no time limit on it. What did she? Oh, she's putting another bite in her mouth. What did you say?
I said, there's no way I'm going to stop, because if I stop, I will not start eating this again. It's so gross.
What's an orange taste like with the peel?
Not good.
Yeah. Well, she's over there. She's charging, man. She lost. Amy voted for the whole orange, too, by the way. So she's over there eating her orange. That's an update for you.
Big mistake.
Big mistake.
Because if I had voted for half and it landed on me,
you'd be done, because she's about halfway through the big orange.
I'd be done.
She's struggling with that orange peel.
I have goosebumps probably. You know when you drink or eat something that gives you goosebumps?
Yeah, like because it's so good usually.
Every time I swallow, goosebumps.
And there she goes back into it.
It's just so bad.
Almost done though, right?
No, Eddie.
Oh, it's half.
Oh.
She's only almost done with half of it.
Do you want us to help you?
Yeah, if anyone wants to volunteer to eat some of it, they can for you.
I mean, some people might be curious what it tastes like.
Who's curious to have some of that orange?
Not me.
Mike D?
I'll taste it.
Mike D will take a piece of it.
It's getting more difficult.
To eat? Okay. Mike D is going to eat a big chunk. Look at this guy.
That's nice of you, Mike D.
Hooking it up.
I like oranges.
Mike D, take it in there. Eating with the peel. What do you think about that?
It's not bad.
Not bad. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
There he goes.
It for you, Amy.
He'll
Are
finish
you
the
serious?
Whole orange.
Yeah. No.
Look at this guy.
Come
hey,
on,
look at this guy. Mike D eating it up.
I love you.
Yeah. Amy's drunk off orange peel. It feels like.
Seriously,
like,
Mike.
I love you. Have I told you lately how much you mean to me?
When you have the orange with it, it's not as bad.
Yeah.
But that first bite or two that I had was just the peel. It was so gross.
Amy has graciously passed the whole half orange over to Mike D.
Mike D, I can't believe you didn't even negotiate.
He's
for what?
He's
for like
very,
$20.
Mike
he's
D, you got
vegan.
An adventure ticket for this
he's
weekend,
vegan.
By the way.
Oh, that's
he
a big
likes
deal.
It.
We've been reading they were like $1,000 each, and people were selling them. Mike D was over at my house. You just jumped on and bought one immediately.
Yeah, immediately. I mean, it's not the best seat, but I got it.
Yeah. So here it is.
Yeah.
The biggest movie of the past few years, huh?
Yeah, it's gonna be huge.
Mike's eating that orange. Is it gross? Is the peel gross?
I like it.
Wait, yeah. Wait. Eat some of just the peel.
No, why?
See.
But why would he do that?
When you eat it with the orange, you can't really taste
no,
it.
No, you can.
It adds texture.
Okay. Right. Hey, I love that you love it. That's awesome. And thank you for eating it. You're so nice.
I'm gonna play Luke Bryan. We're gonna give Amy a second to cleanse her whatever.
I do feel drunk.
Yeah. You look
Google
it.
Google it.
Right.
Can you get
drunk off orange peel?
Off orange peels.
I had a rough day. I had 7 orange peels today.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
This mom kept hearing from her daughter, there's a creature in the closet, like a monster.
Yeah, and I'm sure the mom is like, oh, you're being silly?
Yeah, because if there's a monster in the closet, it's probably imagination.
Mm-hmm.
A mom who ignored her daughter's claims there was a creature in their bedroom is stunned to find a big possum in the closet where it had been living for days.
Oh, my goodness.
an Ohio mother said the daughter been like, hey, there's a creature in the bedroom. And she's like, stop it. So the little girls insisted there was something not human in the room. And so they went and they looked in, and for 3 days they discovered this big old possum had been living in the closet. Isn't that crazy? Possums are so gross too.
Yeah.
And they're so mean.
And their tails.
They're so mean. I saw that. Did you ever have monsters when you were a kid? Do you ever think monsters were getting you?
No.
That was never a thing?
Not that I know.
What about your kids now? What are they, what's their hang up?
No monsters. The only hang up we've had is we got on these dolls a while ago and they threw them and I kept putting them back on their bed, remember? And they would throw them in this closet in the hall and I'd be like, ugh, I'd go make their bed or like straighten up their room and I'd be like, I'd put the dolls back on their beds and they would end up in the closet. And turns out they, to them, and they're from Haiti, they looked like voodoo dolls and they thought that I was putting voodoo dolls on their bed.
Wow.
And they did not want a voodoo doll anywhere in their room, so that's why they would throw it in the hall closet and shut the door. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense now. Like, and so I got rid of the dolls. But I mean, I was scaring them every day and I just thought they were like not liking the decoration we had. So I would put it back on their pillow.
Are you going to take them to Haiti with you?
Yes, we will.
This
eventually.
Year?
Not this year, probably. I think the advice I've been given is like at least 2 years. You know, so that would be in December. It would be 2 years. And then we don't their passports yet. You know, we just got their social security cards. So we have to get them U.S. passports. And that takes a while, too. So,
So if you go back this year, you're going to go without them.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we are going.
Are you going to tell them you're going?
Yeah, me and my husband are both going. And yeah, it's going to be a thing. But his parents are going to come watch them. And they love their Mama Bee and Papa Bee. So hopefully it'll be like fun weekend with the grandparents while mom and dad go do some work in Haiti. I mean, because we have to go. It's been too long. We have stuff going on there and we have to go. Bobby Bone,
come on. Apparently exercise can make you gain weight. And here's how. People eat so much more after a workout, and even bad stuff, because they deserve it. I just worked hard. I deserve it.
Oh, yeah. You know what my trainer says, though, to me when I want a reward? I'm like, oh, man, this is so hard. I can't wait to, like, it's the weekend. I'll want to eat whatever. She goes, don't reward yourself with food. You're not a dog.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, you're right.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. But she's like, you have to have that mentality because we as humans, for whatever reason, we think we just should reward ourselves with food. And you shouldn't reward yourself with a treat like that. Like, go reward yourself with something that's going to make you feel good.
And I don't even look at it like a reward. For me, if I'm going to work out and eat something bad after, I'm just back to even again.
Mm. Oh, true. Yeah.
And I didn't work out to be even.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't work out to eat the food. I worked out to try to get myself a little more healthy in whatever way possible. And by the way, the food is where you're losing the weight more so than the workout.
Mm-hmm.
So volunteers up their lunches by 150 calories after working out because they would go, well, I deserve this. I should have a treat. I just worked really hard. But imagine how much more in shape you would be if you didn't super treat.
Right.
I eat so much healthy food sometimes that it might be unhealthy, like at one time.
Oh, like it's too much healthy food at once?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Like I cut a bunch of, what's the green fruit that looks like a wiener?
Zucchini?
Yeah, I cut a bunch of zucchini.
Or cucumber?
Oh, yeah.
It's a vegetable.
But is a zucchini a vegetable?
Yes.
Okay, some of those are like a tomato.
Well,
it's
technically,
a fruit.
I mean, cucumber is like a fruit. It's like if it has a seed or not.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Like tomatoes, yeah.
It was
weird.
Cucumber is okay. What it was. So it was cucumber, and I cut a bunch of slices up.
Yeah.
And then I dipped it into some like healthy pesto stuff. And it had like 4 cucumbers in a single setting before dinner. And I'm like, I just ate a bunch of healthy food, but I ate way too much of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, here, I think there's zero issue. I think you can literally consume a lot of cucumber. You'll be fine.
Oh.
But it's probably that pesto sauce.
Oh, I didn't have a lot of that pesto. Just a little bit. But it was like healthy pesto.
I get it's healthy, but it's just high in fat.
I had to reward myself, fat, you know? I had to give myself a good workout.
Yeah, you got to get that cucumber.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What's up with you and your husband?
Well, he's like, wants to put a cap on how much water I can have or when, like a deadline at night, like no more water at night. We have to do that with our 8-year-old son.
Are you peeing the bed?
No. No. But that's why we do it with him. But like my husband's like, I don't know, pick a time. But after 7 p.m., you can have no more water because I guess I've been waking up. I've upped my water intake a lot. And sometimes to make sure I'm getting my water before bed, I'm like chugging 16 ounces just that I met my goal for the day. And he's had enough because I wake up like 3 times in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and it's waking him up. And he's like, I can't have that anymore. So he's like, thinks I should have a water cutoff.
And are you going to do that?
I think I should, because, I mean, yeah, it's got to be annoying. Like, plus, I don't need to be waking up three times in the middle of the night. That's not good for my sleep. And then if I'm waking him up, well, that's certainly not good if we're both not getting rest. And so, yeah. But he was like, hey, we got to have a talk.
Oh, you got pulled in for a talk.
Yeah. He's like, he didn't want to be rude about it, but he's like, I'm going to have to cut you off on water.
I'm in California, but when I flew out here, I always sit on the inside. Like, and so they're on the Southwest Airlines, you can lean over and put your head on the wall and go to sleep. And that flight's so long, and I like to sit on the inside, like a window seat, so I can lean my head over and go to sleep. But the problem is I drink a bunch of water too, and I always have to be like, excuse me, wait, on that flight, it's so long. Mm-hmm. I hate to wake you up. I won't wake someone up. I almost will go in my pants, almost, before, or like, peeing. I would think about peeing into a cup or something.
Which is awesome because you're a guy and you can do that.
I haven't done that, but I've been like, I don't want to wake somebody up. But I have to go through people every time, be like, I'm so sorry. So I like have to gauge my water before I get on the flight.
So you could get these bags that my husband, because he's a pilot and we go on really, especially when he's in the Air Force, they would go on really long flights. It's like hours and hours and hours and hours. But they have these, I forget what they're called, but I'll just call it a
pee bag.
Pee bag.
Yeah.
And
I wouldn't really pee my pants, but
I could order some of these. Let me see if Amazon has it. And then you get a blanket. But it's like, no, it's contained. Like, you won't
people
make a mess.
People would probably wake them up more than correct. Pee next to them, right? I mean,
really. No, when
it all comes down
you.
To it, I think my neighbor would rather me wake them up than just let it rip right next to them.
And maybe then I need to get a pee bag for bedtime.
You know what? Just get up. Just get up.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I love country music. I think that's why I've been nicknamed
country music's youngest historian.
Yeah, I love the history of it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Today in 1994, 25 years ago, Faith Hill had the number one song with
Take Another Little Piece of My Heart Now, Baby.
Piece of My Heart.
Take Another Little Piece.
Which was originally a song by
Janis Joplin.
Right. Faith Hill had never heard the Janis Joplin version.
What?
Yeah. And her producers didn't want her to listen to it because she wanted to have her own recording, like her own version of
wow,
it.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so she put this out.
Take another little piece of my heart now, baby.
But did you know that's not the original version, even the Janis Joplin?
Uh-oh, didn't
that was
that.
Just the most famous. It was originally a song by Irma Franklin in 1967 that Janis Joplin covered. Here you go.
Take another little piece of my heart now, baby.
Also good, huh?
Break it. Break another little bit of my heart now, honey.
Anyway, 25 years ago, that was your number one song in country music. By the way, we have a double on this day in country music today. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
He was just in on Friday, but on this day, 24 years ago, John Michael Montgomery's I Can Love You Like That reached number one.
I can love you like that. I would make you my world. Move heaven and earth if you were my girl. I will give you my heart. Be all that you need.
And I can love you like that.
All for one.
I would make you
he told that story of how, because their first song was
I Swear.
I Swear. And then on this one, after they both put the song out, the labels went to them at the same time. And so you guys do it again. Like, yep. Both of you guys recorded the song. And so they both recorded at the same time and put it out. And then, yeah, 24 years ago, that went number one.
Bobby Bone, come on.
This guy saw Captain Marvel 116 times to break the Guinness World Record. He went to see Captain Marvel 116 times in theaters. Steve is his name. He spent 12,000 minutes watching the latest Marvel Cinematic Universe film, which stars Brie Larson as... I haven't seen Captain Marvel. Mike D liked it, huh? But he saw it 116 times.
And it just came out last month.
Yeah, he has a lot of friends.
Wow. So wait, does it say, like, did they break it down how many times a day? Did he saw this?
Yeah.
Like, they did the math on this? I wonder what that would be. He has the previous Guinness record to include running a half marathon while wearing the most number of shirts.
Oh,
that was
so
one
he's
he has.
Just, yeah, he's really
and the fastest time to drink 1 liter of gravy. 1 minute and 12 seconds.
Okay, we're not trying that.
Yeah. He said the multiple Captain Marvel viewings allowed him to take in some detail other moviegoers likely missed. Wow, can you imagine? Well, so anyway, I saw that. Thought I'd share it. The big one's coming out this weekend, the Endgame. The Avengers Endgame. Which, I won't go see it this weekend. because one, I'm working, but two, I'm going to let it kind of happen for a couple weeks. But Mike D got a ticket. He was over the house, bought a ticket online. One ticket.
Yeah.
I thought people were selling for like hundreds of dollars.
Well, it's like a single seat. That's all that was left.
No. Oh. I mean, how many more do you need, right?
I know.
You, right? All right, there you go. What's going on today, Amy?
I have a dentist appointment. And then, tonight's Monday? We got hip hop dance class at Stevenson.
Do you hop out there at all?
No, I just watch.
I'm doing a Q&A today with all the people from American Idol. Like, last night was the show.
Yeah.
But, like, the ones that are left, we're going over, and there's, like, a lot of clients and sponsors. And so it's me, Luke, Katie, and Lionel. And then the ones that are left are singing. And so I'm doing that today. Doing
cool.
Some promos. Yeah, just a lot of work. So I'll head back either late tonight or early tomorrow morning after the show, I guess. So that's my day, but I'm ready to get back. Only 3 more episodes of American Idol. Ends on May 19th.
It's like 3 more weeks.
3 more weeks or so. Yeah. Lunchbox, what's going on today?
Ooh, got to hit the nap circuit. And then also I got to take the kid to get his 9-month shots. So
you have to take them?
Yeah.
Are you the bad guy?
I'm the bad guy. The wife won't go when it's shot time. I have a work meeting. Convenient. She always does that. Like, always has a work meeting.
You can
when
just not
even
at your
kid. She works normal hours during the day, and you don't. So I
yeah, but she knows when the appointments are, like, a couple months in advance, so she can block off that hour and say, oh, I have to take my kid to the doctor. No. Oh, it's shot day? Actually, you know what? I scheduled a meeting for 1 o'clock.
It is rough. Because your baby probably won't remember who it is, but, like, my kids, the last time my husband and I had to do it, we made our nanny go.
Wow.
Well, because the kids scream and they hate you, and then it's like, oh.
Again, I'll say it. You can just not immunize them.
That's true.
It's
I could.
It's a dangerous game of chicken for you and your wife.
Oh. But then yeah. I bet they couldn't hear. Maybe you couldn't go to that daycare.
That's the problem.
No. Yeah. No. How's your arm herpes? Is that what they work?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how's that?
You did, yeah. What's the update?
He's been wearing long sleeves since then. So.
Do you still have them on your arms?
No.
Let's see your bumps that you had all over.
Told you, there's nothing there.
Eddie, you're going to pull the sleeves down and see?
Yeah, let me see. Pull that one up.
There's nothing there. Why are you trying to undress me, Eddie?
Did it
looks
spread?
Like they're gone,
look
guys.
At the top of the wrist. I see bumps.
What?
The
where?
Top of the right one.
Turn
top
your
right,
wrist.
Top right. Look it, right there.
No, I don't see anything, Eddie.
I guess he's clear.
Guys, I told you, I'm clean.
I see spots.
You do?
Yeah.
I see spot people. All right, I gotta go. See you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. Appreciate you being here. You can be anywhere in the world. We're just happy you're here. Thank you very much. Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones. Show.